And Simen Yud Aleph, he goes, let us again start the lotion of the Mechaber in the middle of Sivol. Im asom mitzema gozel, the person made the tzitzis from stolen wool, he stole wool, and he made the tzitzis from this wool, psulim. It's possible, the chsiv va'osu lahem mishel lahem. That one has to make tzitzis from material that belongs to him. So if the wool that is making the tzitzis from was stolen, so it's possible because you need mishel lahem. Now the Rama says, v'davke shegozal hachutim. The Mechaber said he stole wool. And the Rama says, no. It will be possible if he stole chutim, he stole chutim tzitzis. So then it's possible. Avol im gozal tzemer va'ason chutim. But in the case of the Mechaber, that he stole wool and he made from this wool chutim, sheirim, it is kosher. Let us see the Mishnah Brura Sivkotin Choftes Shagozal Achutin. So the Mishnah Brura says that the Gemara is telling us that it is only possible if he had stolen the chutin. Ein b'magen Avram sivkot niyut, uledvorov agozu chaylek ala mechaba. That means the mechaba had said that if he stole wool, it is possible. Now, if he steals wool, he has to spin the fibers of the wool to make threads. So, and the remote holds that if he did that, so then he would be kaine, bishini maise, bishini Hashem. We'll see the next Mishnah Brura. So the Gemara holds in such a case, it would be kosher, because it's lahem already. He's kaine bishinui. Ledvarov, according to Magen Avraham, agazu chaylek ala mechaba, the svir alei, the mechaba holds, takro, the Mechaber, for some reason, holds that by spinning threads from stolen wool, you are not kind of the threads, Bishini Maisib. So Mamela, so that's why the Mechaber said that if you stole wool, it's not yours, because the process of making the threads from wool is not called a shini maise, and the Rama disagrees that he says if he stole wool and he made it chutim, he will be yotze. It's kosher because it's lahem. It's he was kind of the threads with shini maise. Sheira. Now it is kosher. The Rama did not explain why it is kosher. So now we have here really a three-way machlokes. What is pshat in the Rama? Hataz mevayer da'irei ha-Rama eichi da'havi yiyush tamke. The Rama is speaking about, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, let us mention the problem that we have over here and how the Taz and Magen Avraham want to solve this problem. There's a klal in Hilchus Gzeile, Veheshiv es Gzeile Asher Gozal, is a chiyuv to return the Gzeile that he stole. So what's the next word? Veheshiv es Gzeile, what's Asher Gozal? So Chazal Darshan Kasher Gozal. That means the chiyuv Hashove only applies if it is now in the same matzib that it was b'shas t'gzeila. There was no change in the dover ha-nigzal. Then there's a mitzvah of hashoveh. But if the thing changed, if there's a, let's speak about perhaps a poshita case. Let's say I went and stole wood and I made a chair out of it. So this is a different entity. I stole a piece of wood and now I made a chair out of it. So since this is a different entity, so this entity belongs to me. There's no mitzvahs hashove on this. I'm going to pay him for how much the wood was worth. So that is a din of Tasha Goza. Now, that is a poshita shinui, which is a davar muskim, that one is kind of a shinui. What if one makes a shinui that's choyza libriyosai? That means I made a change. I made a change in the davar hanigzol, but it is possible whatever I had done can be reversed and it can be the way it was before I stole it. Is that called a shinui? So, la'aloche we paskin, a shinui achoyza libri yosai, a shinui that can, you can reverse the shinui, so now it's also called kasha goza. It's still the same, now it looks different. But since it is possible to reverse the shinui and make it the way it was before, that's Vaishiva Sakseva Shekos. That's what? I think either or. We'll see. Yeah. That I don't know. If he just made it. Now, Lemaise, it's brought down Tzviya. If I dyed it, it is called a shinui, unless you can reverse it. So then by a taste, I don't know if that's called Kasha Gozo here. So a color, you can, it's recognizable. You can see it's not Kasha Gozo. You could. Okay. Oh, so then listen. Yeah, okay, so then that would be Shinya Chayza. Okay, so now we have here a problem, which we'll see is debatable. A person stole wool. So he had wool fibers. That was the Dava HaNitzel. Now he spun threads. Now he has threads. Now, you look at these threads, if I say so, the threads are not similar to the wool fibers that he had stolen. The shaila is, can you take apart these threads? Perhaps you'll comb them again and they'll look again like fibers. Well, maybe not. We'll talk about that some. So now the Magen Avraham and the Taz both held that thread that is made out of fibers can be reversed back to fibers. So now they had a problem. So now the Rambam says, if he stole wool and he made it into thread, no problem, because he was kind of gozlosan schutim shayim, because he was kind of bishini. So this problem is addressed by the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and we'll see, the Bir Halacha speaks about it also. So we have here a problem. So now let us discuss this problem. Shayim. So, Ataz mevayr da'iri ha'gamo, eichida v'yiyush kamkein, v'koni v'yiyush v'shini Hashem, t'mikore tzema v'hashta chuti. Now, the Taz says, and to go into the complexities of this, we have to know Baba Kama very good, so we won't go into that. But al-Kaponim, the Taz says like this, even though ha'shinui ha'choyzer, does not have a shame shinri. But if you have a combination of yiyush and ashinri Hashem, that means he was miyayish before. That means Reuven stole wool from Shimon. Shimon was miyayish. After the yiyush, it still belongs to Shimon. The yiyush is not kind. And now Reuven made a shinri Hashem on it. The Shini Hashem Achayza. That means now it is called threads. You can make it back into wool again. But if you have this combination of Yirush and Shini Hashem Achoisa, this is kind of, for some reason, this combination makes it, it should be kind of Yirush and Shini Hashem Achoisa. So the Taz wanted to explain the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you made it into threads, you made it into sisters, we are kind of. So the Taz had a problem with Shini Achoisa. So she says, no, it's speaking about the was Yush, there's a Shini Hashem Achoiza, and then you're kinder. So then, according to the Taz, we don't have to make a machlokes between the Ramah and the Machaba. So it could be the Machaba speaking about there wasn't any Yush. I mean, so the Machaba says, Gozal Tzanar, he's not kinder because it's a Shini Achoiza. Either Ramah says he's kinder, it means there was Yush and Shini. A lot is missing from the words of the Ra'ol Kaponim. That's according to the Taz. Has a different name. Aval Amogin Avrom Kosav, the Midis Sosal HaRemo. The Amogin Avrom says, now, if the Remo means you're only kind of there with Yush, so please, I mean, that's the key word in the Ramah. So he should mention it. And no one ever said it was Yush. If that's a shot in the Ramah, he should have mentioned it. Mashma the Svirle, the filler kaidem Yush kosher. The filler without Yush also kosher. The konye b'shinei maise, v'chein mashma mehagrobe b'yure de tam u mishum shinei maise. Ayin shop. Now, let us just not go into what the Magen Avraham really says, but the Bir Halacha wants to say he found a Gemara in Masechtas Baba Kama in the Yam Shel Shloime that says that if you transform the wool into threads, you can't make it back into wool. You take it apart, it doesn't become wool again. It's called Ashini Sheini Chayza. And that's how he wants to say Pshat in the Ramah. So Mamel, the Ramah holds, he is a guy from a Gemara. Could be, it's debatable, but upon him, that's how the Bir Halacha wants to learn Pshat in the Ramah. So there was Ashini Maise, the Tviya making from wool fibers threads is Ashini, it's changed, and you can't reverse it again. It won't be the same that it was before. So maybe that's the swallow of the Ramah. Now, before we go further, now he's going off on the tangent on the second halacha. Let us just jump down to. No, okay, we'll go further. Then we'll see. We'll go to say that. Now, Mishu'ayin Shom. Now, Vim Gozal Chute. Now we're going to speak about a different halacha. So, but the Ramah says, but if you steal chutim, you stole tzitzis, you stole them, and he went to a store, and he had tzitzis, I took out the tzitzis from the store, so then it's bitter, so then it's not lachem, and so then it's possible. Now, the imgoz al chutim, now you can say three cases, mechoron la'acha lifnei yush. He sold it to someone lifnei yush. He stole chutim. That means what's called Reuven and Shimon. Reuven goes into a store. He's selling tzitzis. If it says, oh, beautiful tzitzis. So he went and stole it. He stole it. So then someone told him, you know, you're not yitzir. I shot, but listen, I stole it, but I might as well accomplish something with it. So he goes and sells it to Shimon. Now, Shimon didn't steal it. Shimon, but it doesn't belong to Shimon either because it's before Yush. So even though Shimon is not a Goslin, but the tzitzis belongs to the storekeeper. So that's the first halach. The first halach is in Gozo Chutin Mecholon La'acha Lifnei Yush. La yotza hasheni batzitzit. So the second one is in yotze. The shini reshus b'la yirush leikon. That when it's in a new reshus, it's not the reshus agazlum. There's no such kinyan. Leikrin bei ba'osu lehem. So it's not his. So there was no yirush shimon zichis and kainer. V'im acher shebo liyad hasheni nisyashu habaylim. What if the baylim were miyayish after Shimon acquired them. So this is called Shini Rishus Vacha Kachiyush. That's what the Gemara calls it. It was first the Shini Rishus and then there was a Yish. So that means when they came into his Rishus, it was still the Mamein of the Nigzal. And later there was Yish. So that Ayin B'chayshem Ishpat B'simen Shini Gimel Siv Gimel Yishtayt. So this Amachlikis if Shini Rishus Vacha Kachiyush helps. V'im But if the Nigzal was Miyayish before Reuven sold it to Shimon, the Nigzal was Miyayish. So there was Yish by the Gazlan. That means when it's still in the possession of the Gazlan, it was Miyayish. Now the Gazlan wasn't Koine, because Yish is not Koine for a Gazlan. But then the Gazlan gave it over to Shimon. So there is a kinyan of Yish Vishini Rishus. There's a kinyan of Yish Vishini Rishus, and it belongs to Shimon. It belongs to Shimon. So Memela, so he says over here, V'mnishyashu v'achakach mocham, kona ha'sheni yasa tzitzis. So then the second was kind of tzitzis. Yes.
The Shimon test
it's irrelevant. Ignorance won't help in the situation. If he doesn't know it was before Yish, he wasn't Yaitse. I mean, it's never
Chetzit. But even if he knows that it was stolen?
Oh, if he knows that it was stolen, but it was after Yish, so then it belongs to him. Even though he knows, we'll talk about this mamish in 3 minutes, but if he knows, the Maisa becomes his. There's a kinyan of Yish Mishin Yerushos. That's close. So he's kind of, it's Shimon now. It's Shimon, it's Miyayish. So now he is kind of. Now, V'af le'inyim b'roche, mashmim emogin avron b'simen tar mem tesiv kodin beis, diyuch l'vorech bozet, ha'im b'mishem mitzvah abo b'avere, kimin shuhu l'gozal, v'chein posa kamachtis ha'shekel, v'chein aprim egodim shom b'shem l'vush machma bozet, גם התז בסימן חוף ה' והגרושם מחמירים בוזה. Now, let us just explain for 1 minute. There is a Gemara. I think we had mentioned it yesterday. There's a Gemara that says as follows. A person stole kernels of wheat. And he stole the wheat and he made from the wheat flour, which is a shinui. That's a Mr. Shinui. And then from the flour, he went and kneaded the flour, and he made a dough out of it. And then he goes and he makes a bread out of it. Now, so we'll speak about in halacha, who does this bread belong to? No shaila whatsoever. The bread belongs to the gazlan. He stole kernels of wheat, and this is bread. Zicha belongs to the gazlan. No shaila about it, the gazlan. Now, this gazlan wants to make a broche. Wants to be mafresh chale, wants to make a broche. So there, the Gemara says, ein ze mevorech elo menayit. That's called a broche. Don't make your broche with all your kavones. No, that's not called a broche. But say ya beirech niyet Hashem. A gazlan makes a broche. This is not a broche to the Rabbi Nishlom, it's an insult to the Rabbi Nishlom. Make a broche, Rabbi Nishlom knows the whole cheshbon. So we hear from that Gemara, Amur Dike Yisod, that even though in Hilchis Momen, the bread belongs to me, it's my bread, 100%, Afal Pikein, to make a broch on it, tomorrow speaking about Mafrosh Eschala, let's say Mafrosh Eschala, you can't make a broch because since the whole Chala came through an Aveira of Gezel, that this broch is not choshu by the Rebbe Shom, so you don't make a broch. Fine. Now. Yeah, l'chayrazay, if he makes a broch, he'll be punished. That's not a broch, that's right. Ain't him a broch elamanayit, l'chayrazay. I mean, by Chali Zichah can make a broch, and then the Abichas Hanen and also, perhaps we'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Anyway, this is a Gemara. So we have enough in the Gemara that a gazlan who acquired the Dover HaNigzel to Cheshinoi, it's his, but don't you dare make a broche, because you're not allowed to make a broche. Now, let us talk about a different case. We'll talk about a case, Reuven is a gazlan. After Reuven stole the, let's go back to our tzitzis now. Reuven stole the tzitzis from a sporum store. He stole tzitzis. Right? The Bailam was Miyayish. Finished. So it's not Reuven's yet because Yish is not kind of by a god. Now Reuven goes over to Shimon. Tells Shimon, says to Yish, no, I give it to you, it's yours. It's yours. And now with Shimon, Shimon is kind of by Yish, Vishine is a shoe. So now there's a machlokes a poiskim if Shimon is allowed to make a bloch. So other poiskim hold, Shimon didn't steal it, Reuven stole it. So by Reuven is a din, v'yitzeya beirich, niyetz Hashem. A gazla makes a broche, that is called a nir. But if I'm not a gazla, I'm not a he's the gazlan. So I'm allowed to make a broche. So now here we're talking about, so let's talk about he stole the tzitzis, Reuven stole from the store the tzitzis. The now he gave it to me, so it becomes my tzitzis. So Mamela, so it's Lachem, it's my tzitzis. And I can make a broche also, because I didn't steal it. That is the shita of the Machzis HaShekel. Yeah, that's the Shita Machzis HaShekel. It's no problem. And the Magen Avraham, he says. Then he brings down a Prima Godem and a Taz and a Goyim. No. Shimon can't make a broche either. So what is Pshat in this? Because let us just understand one thing. When Reuven gave over the tzitzis to Shimon, let's understand what happened. Before Shimon acquired the tzitzis belonged to the Nigzal. It belonged to the store. It doesn't belong to Reuven. He was Miyayish. The Yish is not kind of. It belonged to the storekeeper who owned the tzitzis. When Shimon takes the tzitzis, there's a kinyan of Yish Vishini Rishut. That means through Shimon's acquisition of the tzitzis, it became Ois the storekeepers. That means through me it became, that means till I took it, it was your tzitzis. Through me, it's not yours anymore. Goodbye, Charlie, it's mine. Very good. But that acquisition is also a gzeila. It's also a gzeila. That means you're by taking it, you made it Ois Nigzal. So they also, you're not allowed to make a brocha. You're not allowed to make a book. So that is what? Yeah, that's right. And so that's right. So, Achena Prim Begod, Misham Beshem, Olavush, Machme Boze, Begama Taz, Vesimen Chafei, Vagrosham, Machmir, and Boze. Fine. They are Machme. Okay, maybe for 2 minutes I can say over a moira de kemais, but perhaps for this we'll say pshat and the mais. There's a gemore in Mesech de Sukkah which seems you could make a broche. By Yish Vishin Rishus, the gemore seems to say you could make a broche. So, the yes, the kasha from this gemore. So, the Goyin says that gemore is speaking about that it was a suffix gezel. Wasn't the real the suffix. Maybe it's Gezel. So now, if it's a suffix Gezel, and it's mine, the after Yish Vishin Rishus, it's Zicha mine. And the Shail is, if I can make a broche, by a suffix Gezel, you can make a broche. This is how the Goyin says Pshat in the Gemara and Sukkah. That maybe it wasn't stolen to begin with. I'm purchasing. Let's talk about arts here, that I bought the tzitzis from Reuven, and there's a suffix if Reuven did steal them, if Reuven didn't steal them. There's a whole sichsach between Reuven and the storekeeper, and there's a suffix already, and then I got them from Shimon. And I assume you got them from a woman, so then you could make a more suffix. Fine. So with this, I'd like to just relate over a ma'isa, Mordecai ma'isa, can have Mordecai mudim from this ma'isa. These are two ma'isas. There's a ma'isa number one that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, he saw he was very seriously ill. He didn't know when he's going to be nifta. So he sent a shliach to Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan to ask Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan if he'll become a matzav of pikuach nefoshes in Shabbos. Are you allowed to be mechalo Shabbos? He sent a shliach to Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan. The shliach didn't understand what's flying over here. Kuch nefesh is teiche kola, teiche kola. No, Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan sent him. So he went to Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan. Yes, Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan starts thinking and thinking. Yeah, after thinking about it, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So this shliach has to, maybe he could explain to me what the shail is. I mean, of course it, because nefesh is very political. So he says, you don't understand. Rabbi Yisrael Salantam was supported through, people gave, he was supported through other people, people supported him. And Yisrael Salanta, his whole life, was chayish that he's a gazlan. Why? Because people are supporting him because they think he's hoo-ha. And he knows himself, he's not hoo-ha. So Memele, so he's taking money, but really the money is gazlan. The money is canceled. I mean, if there's some mailer, so his whole life, Nebuch, that was, the Gemara says, if a person's whole panosa is he has animals which they steal from someone else's field, you're not allowed to be Mechal of Shabbos. A person whose whole life is built on Xeven Altim and Mechal of Shabbos. That was the Shaila. That was the Shaila that they asked. Rabbi Yisrael said that was the Shaila. So what was the Teretz? So Rabbi Yisrael Chachonan answered, he's right. They think he's Huwa, and he's not Huwa. But if they would know who he really is, they also would give him the money. We can't say that this is called, that he's a Gazlan. That means if they would know who he really was, from a male. That's that. With this, we can understand another Maise. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta once had a guest by him. He gave him food. He said, for you, it's zicha kosher. So this person started blinking, for me, it's zicha kosher. But since Rabbi Yisrael Salanta is not so kosher. So he says, what do you mean? So he says, by you, it's yish v'shini reshus. That means that afilu by me, it's gezel. But he was meyayish already from it. By you, it's yish v'shini reshus. So memela, for you, it's zichemuta. So you zichelat eat it without any heart palpitations. But it could very well be, he meant you can make a bracha also, because it's not a badai gezel, but it's a sofi gezel. I feel according to Epsol Salantas, we just have a goy now, a sofi gezel. Yish v'shini reshus, you can make a bracha. But let's go a little further. Now, Sif Kotten Lamed Aleph, oh, we didn't see the Rambam. Miyu lechatchila osa la'asaisa. Now, let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam said that if I stole wool and I made from the wool chutim of tzitzis, so it's my chutim. I will say, for a minute it's called a shini ma'ase, so it's mine. But you should not take these tzitzis which are yours and put them into a beged. Because to use these tzitzis for a beged is called a mitzvah bo ba'aveiros. That means, since the mitzvah of tzitzis, that means the tviyah that you made l'shem tzitzis, made the gzeile. So there was an aveira that came out through this mitzvah. So you shouldn't use these tzitzis for a beggar. But Salaim Elahato a tzitzis elu bebigdoim, mish a mitzvah bo baveir. That's called a mitzvah bo baveir. So we hear here so far, the Rambam just said, Mika din the tzitzis are kosher, but he shouldn't put it in pebegad of mitzvah b'aveda. Maybe it's mitzvah b'aveda only at the rabbonim, whatever. Olinyim broche, ayin lekamen, reis, simen, tamen, test. If you're allowed to make a broche, the pasuk shem den yochel aboyich, olo abayim b'shari, tshuva b'iraloch. Okay, if you're allowed to make a broche, that means that that's the shayu said, even though it was kind of b'shinoi, but you don't make a broche. Siv zayin. Chutin she'ulin halvoi. That means if I go over, Reuven goes over to Shimon and asks Shimon, could you please lend me chutin? Now, when a person wants to lend chutin, normally what does he do with the chutin? He sews with it, he's going to do something else with it. So the understanding is not that after you sew the beggars, after 3 weeks, I want you to take out the threads from the beggars and give it back to me. If you borrow threads, the intent is, I'll pay you back different threads. But there would never was, so even though the translation of show means borrow, the translation of Hava means to lend, and there's a big difference between borrowing and lending. That means borrowing a chayfis, which means I'm using your thing. Can I borrow your pen? Doesn't mean I'll give you back a different pen. I'm borrowing to use your pen, I'll give you back the same pen. Lending means I'll keep keeping it for myself, and I'll give you back a different commodity. So chutim she'ulim, normally when you say, lend me chutim, he doesn't mean he's going to return these chutim. How will he? Lehod rebeinais, he doesn't have to return back these chutim. So if I borrowed chutim, I didn't specify what I want to use it for, so the normal understanding is that I'll keep these chutim, I'll give you back different chutim. Chutim shulim pedesh kolosh and shayla mashme sheyas loyset over them. Shaila means I'll return to you the same thing. Avoloshin halvo loytzolitna. Vilu chutim shulim mistome havei halvo v'krini bein mishalem. V'chedidei domi. Avol im shayla loyadatam sheyachzir loyben. But if it was speaking specifically, I'm going to give you back these chutim. Loyivorech alayu. So then don't make a broche, because it wasn't given to him b'chlal. And if he wants it back, so it never became yours. But if he lent him tzitzis, chutei tzitzis, so the chutei tzitzis mistame, the mechuvin is that he should put into beged, mutalitloisim batalisio vorichalayu, the bavadi nesonam leiva matanam naslahas of meshikosusim in yodavim yentalus. That means I can assume if he's borrowing tzitzis, so mistame, the Izicha wants that, that it should be his now, even though he wants it back, he's giving it to him now for a matone. Sif ches. Amishtacheve lebehema. A person bowed down to a behema. Tamra posel letitzis, so the wool is posel letitzis. Amishtacheve lepishton natura. A person bowed down to flax, which is mechuba, which is growing. Because it changed. Now just let's give it two agdomas to this mechaber, and then we'll be able to understand it much better. If a person bows down to an object that is not mechuba lekarke, is not a bal chai, that means he bows down to an object, he is a whatever it is, he bowed down to this, and he's coupled that this would be his, and he's worshipping it. So the din is, it becomes an avodah zarah, and it's also about no, and there's nothing but to talk about. That we're not speaking about such a case. There are two things which, even though I bow down to it, and I wanted to make it for an Aveda Zara, it doesn't become an Aveda Zara. What are these two things? A Baal Chai. A Baal Chai doesn't become an Aveda Zara. And something that's Mechubal Lekarka, that's planted, also doesn't become an Aveda Zara. So now we are talking about these two cases. A person was Mishtachav Lebehemet, means a live behemet, so it didn't become an Aveda Zara. Or he bowed down to flax, which is growing, which is Mechubal Lekarka, which also didn't become an Aveda Zara. So now, there's no Shaila of Aveda Zara over here. Now, in this case, that it didn't become an Aveda Zara, there is by Karbonis a psul of Nevad. That means if I worship the behemoth did not become Aveda Zara, but it's possible to come. That's one of the psulim of a behemoth. If it was worshipped, it's possible to come. There's nothing to do. It's only a psul kovet, but a person is allowed to it. But if I know, it's not an Aveda Zara, it's possible to come. But since we have this concept that something that is nevad lekoben, it's possible, so Chazal went a step further and said lemitzvah it's mos. So you can't use it lemitzvah because it's nevad. It means it's not a avodah zarah. But the concept of nevad makes it mos lemitzvah. So you shouldn't use it lemitzvah. So let's just go one step further. But so this mos that is Apostles at Lemitzvah is only when the thing which I'm using Lemitzvah, by looking at that thing, I still see the origin of that thing. That means like this: I bow down to an animal. There was wool on the animal, so now I made chutim out of it. But with the wool and chutim, you still see that originated from this animal. So it's still mos lemitzvah mechatchila. If I bow down to flax stalks and now I made tzitzis out of linen, in the linen there's no semblance at all of the flax stalks, so that's why it's mutter. So that's what's in Gatsi, the lotion of the mechaba. Hamishtachva lebehemeh, tamro, posul tzitzis, because it's not considered a shini. We can still see in the tema how it originated. It originated from this animal. Mishtach was a priest in the two accursed. This is Sharei Nishtana. Let's see the Mishnah. There was a different Shailen guy. I don't know. The problem was, what? Us Mason, no? No, was they worshipped it also? Takrubis somebody's other. Oh, that's Takrubis somebody. That's worse. Oh, there's Takrubis Aveda Zara. That's read by Tosamina Taira. There was an Aveda Zara, and it's Takrubis Aveda Zara. Yeah. Tamro, after Dova Hanavad, Aini Osa Elo Lekobin. It's only Osa Kobin if it's alive. Balcha Avel Hedit Shari. In the Kamakim Osa Lemitzvah Sittis, Hayom Etzorhi Gvayu. Mois klapi gavoya. Hoyo goyish tani kol kach. It's mois. The dying chazusi alay can see where it originated from. But neither should tell. He can see that it's wool. Vashenke me mishtach le pishton notua. If a person bowed down to a flax plant, that we can eat. The kilin shaso chutim aray yorishin chol of hol of hoy etmuta. Possel and the Semantak Pavov Magnavron, the Masi, Pavidasa, Mechabisham, I Possel, in Iraq, Lechatrila, Mishim the Mois, Al Medievit, Yotso, the Hinkos of Agrobis and Metzevin, Yedevit, Machloikish, Nuy, Al Kaponim, it's a Machloikish. Letzitzis, Kosa, Oilus Tomit, the Tzema, Shehoya, Leo, Beis, Mishtacha, Voya, Neseres. That means if a person bowed down to a sheep who had wool on it, so now he bowed down. So what is the nevad? The nevad is the sheep, the animal's nevad, and the wool that's on it is also nevad. He bowed down to the sheep and to the wool that's on it. Fine. Now, let's say, so I'll cut off this wool, So this wool is nevad. So it's most letzitzis. What if the sheep will grow new wool? So that's coming about from a sheep that was nevad. So the wool that comes out from a nevadic sheep is also awesome. So the Eilas Talmid says, and just let's say the reason is others have shot because the nevad was the sheep. The wool that grew out of the sheep later is ichen ishtane. So it's like the linen that came out of the flax stalks, which is called nishtane. So if you're looking at the sheep alone, and the new wool that came out is equivalent to the linen that comes out from the flax. It's not a new sheep. I mean, it's... That I don't know. That is too big of a chiddush to say. I mean, lamaisa grows from the sheep, so it's called part of the sheep. If you have a deraisa, zicha biyosa. I mean, if it would become never, this is only. I mean, the neutral maisa comes out from it comes out from the sheep, but it's called nishtana. Let's just finish this. Yeah, that natua avol epista and shehu neka. What happens if there were flax stalks? That was neka os nesa afilu lehedyet. That means if the flax stalks that were cut off, so then it's called avodah zarah. Kedin avodah zarah v'takruvta. Then the moyer leshini shekel shatam havimen areyit kamoyer. So I think the grass only the sheep gets nutrients from the grass, but the mice it's considered that it's coming out of the sheep. After it's digested, that's it's a chelik of the sheep, but the heifer is because it's nishtane. Yeah.